It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. As the temperature drops and the leaves turn brown and drop as well, it gets hard for a botanist in Montana to find anything interesting to study outside. At this time of year, I go on field trips to the supermarket. In the produce section, the leaves are still green, and you can always find some germinating alfalfa or mung beans. There's a lot to be learned among the aisles, but there's a distressing amount of misinformation as well. Consider this. In most stores, the produce area is divided into two sections, fruits and vegetables. Right here, they're leading you astray. The glossary of my botany text defines fruit as a ripened ovary containing the seeds. A vegetable is a vegetative part of the plant, not involved in reproduction. These definitions are simple and straightforward, but most supermarkets have it all screwed up. They tell you that peas, tomatoes, squash, eggplant, cucumbers, peppers, and corn are all vegetables. But are they? Think about it. Peppers, tomatoes, squash, and cucumbers have seeds in them, so they're actually fruits. Beans, peas, and corn are seeds, so they're really all fruits too. Now, asparagus, onions, carrots, lettuce, spinach, potatoes, and cabbage are the leaves, stems, or bulbs and roots of plants, so they truly are vegetables. And over there, in the fruit section, just about everything belongs except rhubarb, which is obviously a stem and therefore a vegetable. Hey, it's not that I blame the produce people. It's often a tough call. Think about the borderline cases. When you eat broccoli or cauliflower, you're eating the stem and immature flowers of a cabbage. The stem is vegetative, but the flowers are reproductive structures that would become fruits given enough time. Next time you go shopping, bring your forceps and dissecting needles along and inspect the broccoli. See what I mean, but don't get caught. It's not clear, then, whether these should be labeled fruits or vegetables, but we can give the produce people the benefit of the doubt on this one, I guess. Mushrooms are the most glaring error. They're not even in the plant kingdom. They're fungi. They should have their own section in the produce area. So next time you're in the field at your local market, talk to the produce person and straighten him out on his plant morphology. I'm sure he'll appreciate the help. This week's field note was written by Peter Lesica and our own pea green boat captain, Annie Gard. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. Call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.